This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
You're gonna blow snot rockets around the house, that's gross. But if you're blowing snot rockets out in public, well, it's gross, but it's okay, it's understandable.
It's better out than in. You need to get it out.
You have to get it out, but I mean, I don't wanna
You don't wanna see it?
I don't wanna slip in a fucking pile of boogers in the house.
Like, this is how you have to, like, live and learn. Like,
no,
fuck,
no.
I don't know. Like,
I'm just walking to the kitchen with a hot cup of coffee, and all of a sudden it's like, I slipped on Sarah's fucking boogers that she's blowing all over the house.
Hey, whatever. It's the fucking word. It's the,
Disgusting is the word.
No, it's the... I don't know. I got fucking nothing.
What,
this
2024? We can do whatever we want?
Yeah, fuck it. Who cares?
Fucking in a way, yes.
Shoot that shit. Fucking, I stand over you while you're sleeping and just blow it right in your face.
Someone who's like a borderline germaphobe.
Oh, Jesus. You're a fucking, oh, Jesus.
No. I'm not a germaphobe. I mean, trust me, I work in the diviest bar in Boston. But I have a problem with certain smells and stuff, like when
boogers don't have a smell.
Boogers don't have a smell, I know, but they have a texture,
a consistency that skeeves you out.
Yeah, a little bit.
Really?
Well, I mean, in other people, not my own. I guess it's the fear of getting sick myself.
Very one-sided, sir.
Listen, it's probably the fear of me getting sick. Like, when my kids have runny noses and they leave their dirty tissues all over the place, I freak out because, I don't know that shit. Well, that's gross.
Yeah, but I'm not sick. I just have a fucking... It's because the weather changed.
You got a fucking t-shirt full of boogers right now.
Mm.
All right. Well, it's just gross. So, you know what? Yeah. Fuck it. Well, let's just start the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of In a Pickle, the show that is dedicated to the less glamorous side of sports. I am your host, Dave Houghton. Hello. And with me today, the booger queen of Massachusetts, Sarah Raitalik. Hello, snot rocket.
Hello.
Hello, snot rockets all over your microphone.
Yeah.
I could see them dripping from afar.
Yeah,
so what's going
very
on?
Very runny, very runny.
Is it allergies?
Yeah, it's that time of year where the weather doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
That's true.
So it's like cold, and then it's warm, and then it's warm, and then it's cold, and then it's cold, and then it's warm. And that's the news report on the 10s.
And that's the news. And that's the weather on the 5s.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for traffic on the 10s in 5 minutes.
There's people. Stay home.
Stay home. Everybody stay home.
Awful. So that's why I'm runny and full of boogers.
Okay. Well, at least...
It tracks. Come on. The weather, man.
No, that tracks. No, I know.
And I leave tracks.
Yesterday was cold, and today it's... Yeah. That's true. Unbelievable. I wonder why we're not popular. It's weird.
This guy.
It's really... No, it's... I think it's these guys. I think it's both. Nobody gives a shit. I'm sure, like, sometimes we get new listeners and like, oh, let's check this show out. And then it's like, what the fuck is going on? Is this a sports show or are they just talking about shit in their pants and blowing boogers?
That's my everyday.
And the answer to all that, yes. We are talking about all of it.
Everything.
So let's talk about sports today. What's going on in the news? Do we have a rewind or is it?
I guess this is a rewind. I mean,
kind of rewind, but not really. It's just
not really.
Added
it's just,
news.
Yeah, it's just sad. It's just really sad. Ugh.
Happened fast too. Really
it really did. And it's, awful. It just hit me the worst way that day.
Mm.
For those that have been under a rock, Stacy Wakefield, Tim Wakefield's wife, lost her battle with cancer just 5 months after his passing.
Yeah, she went really quick. She went quick. Well, he went quick. Kurt Schilling announced that he had cancer, and then all of a sudden he was gone.
Right.
And like, she survived. She held on for 5 more months, but she went really fast too. How old are their kids? Do we know? Are they older?
They're older. They're in their 20s. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So, but it's never easy.
No, of course not.
You know, especially losing them back to back like that.
Oh, Jesus.
Awful. Terrible.
I lost my grandparents back to back. They were 6 months apart. That was tough. I remember that being really tough on the family. It's, obviously death is never easy, the old cliche. But when it's like quick like that, back to back, it's like, ooh, man, what else?
You have no time to really process, which is where it gets a little hairy for everyone, is not having a little bit of a window to process.
Sometimes you lose people and you can never process. So
facts.
Case in point, right here. You know? I just ignore everything until I just one day have a heart attack.
I don't process. I try to process. I convince myself. I talk, you know how I can talk circles?
Yeah.
So I talk circles to myself.
Yeah.
And make myself believe I'm processing. When in reality, I'm just more fucked up than I was.
I'm the gif of the little dog in the fire saying, this is fine.
This is fine.
This is fine. This is fine.
That's me at work.
All right. On a better news, though, on some good news for Red Sox Nation, we're bringing back real ketchup.
Yay.
We're doing real ketchup. Heinz is coming back. You know who
it's
did that?
Back.
You know who did that? We helped, but Wakefield's passing did that. Be like, Jesus, this season's going to be so bad. And of course we lost Wakefield and we just have nobody on the roster that's really going to produce anything besides Raffy Devers. Let's do something for the fans. Let's bring back real ketchup after seeing the IAP video.
I mean, the event investing aspect of it must have been a lot cheaper than them going out and actually getting players.
Yeah. Yeah, you spend $100,000 on ketchup, or you spend $100 million on a player.
Yeah, so they were like, "We're not going to spend any money, but we'll spend money for you and get you that ketchup."
They knew that I was thinking about not coming back, and they said, "Let's get this fat ass some real ketchup."
Diabetes.
Yeah, and like, I'm not going to put ketchup on the hot dog, but I'll dip my fries in that shit.
And you want the option.
I want the option. This is America. Fucking sugar-free ketchup, I should have my patriotic duty not to have fucking sugar-free ketchup. No fucking need for it. Goodbye. No need for it. I don't fucking need to be healthy while I'm at the ballpark. What am I going to do? Avocado salad at the ballpark? Get the fuck out of here. Peanuts, beer, hot dog jammed down my gullet. And maybe some ice cream and then more beer. And then I can't do nachos because the liquid cheese gives me liquid bum. But I mean, beer. Beer. Yeah. Peanuts.
Yeah. And you've already taken out your, third or fourth mortgage for opening day?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're ready for it now.
I'm ready for it. It's all right. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Ugh.
I wouldn't make it to first base on a home run. Trust me.
No. They would have the stretcher and just bring you around the bases.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know who's hitting that home run for me either. So, speaking of people who couldn't make it to first base on a home run, what is going on with Andy Reid's family?
Oh, my God. This is unfucking believable. So, for those that don't remember, Andy Reid's son, Britt Reid, who, you know, was a coach for Kansas City.
That's a stupid name.
Right? He's just, his face in general
sounds like a British fart. Britt.
I ripped some of those. I think you have audio of it.
Oh, British. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of audio of your British farts. Hello, governor. Oh, got a Brit. Brit. Yeah.
He was convicted in February of 2021 of driving while intoxicated and causing a crash that severely injured a 5-year-old girl. He was serving a 5-year, a 3-year prison sentence. Sorry, I mixed up words
because
dyslexic.
Yeah, numbers.
So he was, yeah, really hard. Like, there's words, numbers. This is why. He was serving a 3-year prison sentence. However, his status and privilege has changed all of that, where Missouri Governor Mike Parsons reduced him to house arrest until October of 2025.
Bullshit. Bullshit. That's bullshit.
It's bullshit. Rather than him being in prison, serving where he should, he was like, well, yeah, we'll let you be at home.
Yeah.
That's fine. This dude was driving 83 miles per hour 2 seconds before he had collided with the vehicle in front of him.
That's like, I remember the pictures of that, and it was a brutal crash.
Brutal.
Yeah.
His blood alcohol level was 0.113, and the legal limit in Missouri is 0.08.
Wow. 113. Yeah. Holy 113. Shit.
Yes. This poor girl, Ariel Young, 5 years old. Can you just like kill? I just, this whole story rips my heart apart. Right. She was in a coma for 11 days following that accident and has suffered traumatic brain trauma where she can't walk properly. So she's off balance. She's in special classes. She, you know, she never needed glasses before. Now she needs glasses because she can't
see. So her whole life was taken from her, basically.
Her whole life. Yeah. The trajectory of it had changed because of him in this crash. And what's the most fucked up about this is that the family was not prepared. They were not told that this was going to happen.
What,
they found out about
she was
going
to have life-altering problems?
No, that this motherfucker was just going to go on house arrest. That
no
they
shit.
Changed everything. They had no clue.
Oh,
no clue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucked up.
I'm sure they would have fought it tooth and nail and been like, hell to the no, no, no.
Right.
Because they destroyed her
life.
They
destroyed this little girl's life.
Right.
Wow. That's fucked up.
So there's so much behind it, too.
I mean, for Christ's sake, they tell the family of the victims when killers are getting out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
They won't say anything about the drunk driver who ruined this whole girl's life.
Something interesting in Missouri.
Yeah, I'll say.
And what's interesting politically about this is Parson, he's been known for letting people who are very guilty go. And he has an election coming up to be elected governor again. And you can see pictures of him at the parade on one of the cars waving to everyone.
Yeah.
So it's all connected. Status, connections. That is how he is able to now be on house arrest.
Wow. That is that's messed up.
It's so fucked.
That is messed up.
And you did the right thing out the gate. Like, you had him being held accountable for his actions and you took that all back.
Yeah.
Because what are you, boys with Andy? Is it because they won the Super Bowl that you're like, you know, this might just go under the radar. Nobody will know.
Right.
What are you
of course.
Talking about?
Of like, course.
Ugh.
Of course, they're gonna try to go under the radar, and he's gonna try to back it up and be like, well, you know, he's sorry for his actions, and he's made amends with the family, even though we didn't tell the family that he was getting out of prison. So, has the family gone after the Reeds? I would assume, right?
Recently, no, not that I've seen recently, because this had just happened a few days ago.
No, I mean for the accident.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of things.
I would assume
in court,
you know,
that transpired.
They would have to pay all these medical bills and.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. They would have to change their whole layout of the house as well. I would imagine for the little girl. She was 5 at the time. So what? She's 8 now, right? This happened what 3 years ago?
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's messed up. Mike Parsons, dirty governor. For the 12 people that are listening, let's try not to reelect him for the maybe one that lives in Missouri.
I know.
I wish we had a bigger audience. We can really do some damage.
You know, one day, David, one day. And we
I mean,
will
if
do
the people
damage.
Of Germany can vote in America, we'd be number one, you know?
This is true.
So, all right. So, man, that's messed up, though.
It's so messed up. It's disgusting. And it just reminds us yet again that the judicial system is rigged.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the most messed up part about the whole thing is the fact that he was just, I mean, the fact that he was put on house arrest and taken out of prison is messed up. But the fact that they didn't tell the family is like the most fucked up about it. You know,
how do you not communicate that?
Right. Because you don't want to, because you don't want
bad press.
Yeah. That's what it is. You know, because as soon as they called the Young family and they said, you know, circumstances unrelated to anything, unrelated to the home team winning the Super Bowl, we're releasing Britt Reid. You know, they would take the social media right away, as would I.
Right.
As would I. I would go down to the prison while he's getting out with the biggest group of my friends and protest the fact that he's getting out. You know?
You know, it could be one of those where they were like, well, you're Cowboys fans, so.
Bullshit.
You never know. People,
I know.
That's it. That's the fucked up thing.
I know.
Kansas City wins a Super Bowl, right? And of course, they're, you know, whether they were Chiefs fans before or still are, you know that they're not. You know that they're so against them. So they're like, oh, you're not for your home team.
If Rafael Devers hit my daughter with the car, I wouldn't be a Red Sox fan anymore. Mm. You know? I mean, I'm barely hanging on as is.
Yeah. But the ketchup
got me back. So, all right. So what else is going on in the news?
Okey-dokey, artichokey. These catchphrases, I'm really trying. Yeah.
Yeah, Sarah's really trying for new catchphrases. She almost hit one on the nail on the head with the stir fry one. What was that one?
I'll try stir fry.
Yeah, that one might have wings. That could fly.
Could fly. Like my dreams.
Sarah's, if you got an idea for Sarah's catchphrases, email us at inapickpod247@gmail.com. If you have
and
a question
Dave
for
will
the
never,
show,
never check the emails.
I'll never check the email. If you have a question for the, well, then no one's going to fucking email us anyways. It doesn't matter.
Never say never, bitch.
Oh, we had one email and it was your mom.
Don't stay optimistic.
Not know? Even my mom emails the show. My mom doesn't listen. She actually has no idea that I do a show.
Oh.
She actually doesn't even know that I live down the street. So
she's trying to forget.
Yeah. In fact, funny story real quick, and then we'll get into the next story. So I'm wearing my In a Pickle sweatshirt, my hoodie that you could find on IEPradio.com for all of you that want to wear it. And my parents were like, oh, I really like that sweatshirt. We want one. Can we have one? I was like, yeah, but I don't have like a stock of them. You have to go on the site and buy it. So like, okay. And they don't know how to do it. So of course I had to help them and walk them through it. So I put, you know, their credit card information in and I put my email address because I know that they're not.
They'll never check.
They don't know. Yeah. They don't know their email address and how to check it. So, you know, weeks go by. They get their sweatshirts. My father loves his. He's got the regular sweatshirt without the hood. You know, just the
The crew.
Yeah. My mom got a T-shirt and And, you know, they're wearing it and they're showing me that they're wearing it. And they're like, oh, look at us. We got our pickle shirts and blah, 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 right? A week later, I get an email from the company that handles our shirts. And they said, someone is disputing a credit card claim on their credit cards. And I looked and it was my parents.
Shut up.
I didn't even bother. And they're like, is this you? And I was like, yeah, it's me. I didn't even bother to look like into it or whatever. I knew exactly what happened. It was my parents. They disputed the credit card charge because they had no idea what they bought. So it just goes to prove that they don't listen. They don't even know.
That's amazing.
It says IAP radio on your credit card charge, and they're like, "What the fuck is this? Someone's hacking into us." My father's probably blaming like terrorism or something. They're trying to take our $68 to fund terrorism. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for supporting the show.
Oh, Jesus.
In a pick pod 247@gmail.com, IAPradio.com. All right, what else is going on in the news?
All right. Los Angeles Lakers Christian Wood was granted a temporary restraining order against his ex-girlfriend model Yasmin Lopez after he claimed that she has made his life a living hell since they broke up in December of 2022.
Yikes.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. This went under the radar too until this restraining order was given.
Christian Wood was probably trying to keep this low key until he's like, oh, Jesus Christ, now I got to get restraining order.
Oh, yeah. And you needed it.
Yeah.
Wood claims that on February 23rd, Lopez and her friends trespassed at his California residence by climbing a fence and proceeding to scratch the hood and doors of his Mercedes Benz. Neighbors witnessed the incident and called the police, where she was then arrested. They share an 8-month-old child together, so I'm sure that a lot of this animosity towards him comes from, this baby looks like you, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
So
he's not denying the fact that that's his kid, though, right?
Oh, no, he knows it's his child, no. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're saying she's just mad that the child looks like him.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, yeah. No, I get it.
So when she was arrested, the police were like, go pick up your kid from her friend's house before he falls into processing through Child Protective Services.
Right.
He gets there. The friend refused to hand over the child. And then that started a whole other thing. So aside from this craziness, in August of 2023, she broke into his house in Encino and destroyed a bunch of his stuff. So it was like statues and trophies and pictures and all sorts of shit. She like completely went off the rails, destruction wise.
Yeah.
Then in January of 2023, when he was playing in Dallas, she allegedly trespassed at his home and spray painted his Lamborghini. And then, according to the restraining order, she is to stay away from him at least 100 yards. And that it doesn't matter if he's at home, if he's at work, like she can't go to the arena where he's playing.
Right.
If they're in cars, they can't pass each other. The only time they're to have any sort of communication is in regards to the child, has to be peaceful and cannot be face to face. And this restraining order expires March 20th.
So I would assume that would re-up the restraining order, because it seems, the history of Lopez's actions here, as soon as this restraining order is lifted, she's going to go burn her house down like Lisa Left Eye Lopez burned down Andre Rison's house.
Ham. She's gonna go ham.
She's gonna. This has the actions of, she's probably gonna kill him soon.
Yes.
You know,
the sad part, the really, really, really sad part about it, and I was looking at this and went down a little bit of a rabbit hole, is that he has fought for partial custody. Like, he wants halfsies with his child.
Right.
And she is keeping the child away from him and not playing ball.
Right.
So he's like legally trying to get the custody that he wants so that he can see his child. And isn't that what any parent would want in a situation where you're split up?
Right. He's trying to do right by the kid as well.
Right. And we have this history that we hear so frequently within sports where you have split situations and you have people not paying child support or not being involved or not being there. And this guy is just like, I want to see my kid. I want to do whatever I can for my kid. And you are making this impossible for me. And then on top of it, you're destroying everything I own because of what? Because I broke up with you?
Right.
Well, right. You clearly have something in your head that is unhinged and need to get that tended to. And I wonder if the courts now will look at it and be like, okay, she is unhinged and maybe we should grant him full custody how she is acting.
I mean, it's going down that road where it's going to be, I mean, one more thing that happens, especially if she breaks a restraining order. Like if she, I mean, I guess so far she's doing okay. It's weird that it expires so early, though.
It's temporary. So
he should get a full ass one.
I'm sure he's getting you. Did you see the pictures? Because I sent this to you and the car is destroyed.
Yeah.
And then there's also the pictures of the Lamborghini. And I'm sure he didn't bother when she broke into his house because he's like, what am I going to fucking do? Like, this is what it's, you know, he's picking and choosing his battles.
Right.
But having those pictures, the evidence is stacked up against her. And the fact that the neighbors had seen her and she was arrested, and I'm sure she's on camera.
Oh, so, I'm sure.
You know, we all have cameras now, so I'm sure she's on it. So it's like the courts really need to pause for a second and go, there is an 8-month-old child involved in this situation.
At risk, too.
Exactly. Yeah. And she's just leaving the kid with a friend while she goes creating property damage and doing B&Es. Like, what the fuck?
Wouldn't it be funny, though, that if there was one of the neighbors that saw her climb the fence to go into Woods' house, and they're like, oh, someone's breaking into Woods' house. Let's, you know, we got to call the cops. And like, wait. Let's see where this goes. Hold on. Just hold on.
Let's just wait.
The Lakers are playing the Celtics tonight. Let's see where this goes. You know? So, and then all this shit happens and they're like, all right,
no, let's call. Let's call now. Yeah. Let's make that call. let's pull the trigger there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Oi.
He walks by the fence. The neighbor walks by the fence and be like, can you carve Lakers suck?
Yeah.
I'm from Boston. I'm a huge Celtics fan.
So, LeBron's a baby.
Yeah, LeBron's a bitch. Speaking of LeBron, 40,000 points. Wow. Can't finish a book. Can't finish a book, but scores 40,000 points.
Yeah, why is he always on the 40, first page?
Did I say 4 or 40?
I don't know. Whatever. I was 40,000
points. 40,000.
You were talking about LeBron, so I checked out. But yeah, can't finish that first chapter.
Well, like I said last week, kid can't read.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, I can't read.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're not smart. I don't know. Speaking of not smart, let's get into the biggest pickle, Sarah.
Oh, Jesus,
who is this week's biggest pickle?
Damon Arnett.
Yeah. This guy,
wow,
not the best of football players. And it just goes down that road of just football players that can't seem to get their shit together. So why is Damon Arnett this week's biggest pickle?
So the former Las Vegas Raiders cornerback Damon Arnett was reportedly arrested last month and charged with possession of less than a gram of meth.
Meth, Sarah. He's on meth.
Meth.
The dirtiest of drugs.
Meth.
I'm sorry, I keep interrupting, but
Rude.
Let's go into the possibilities of what's dirty, a heroin or meth. I would say both are dirty, but meth is like white trash, like trailer park trash dirty, right?
I feel both. I think it's 1 and 1A, because heroin, like meth you smoke, and heroin you have to inject.
Right.
So I feel that, like, when it comes to a lot of risks, I feel that heroin is...
No, I'm not talking about risk. I'm talking about dirty.
Oh, both are just dirty.
Yeah, all right.
The Wire is based off of heroin, not meth.
And but Breaking Bad is based off of meth. So...
Makes for good TV.
Yeah, hell with it.
Yeah. So, aside from his meth, he was also charged with unlawful carrying of a firearm.
Nothing says sane like meth in a firearm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why? Nothing. Oh, Jesus Christ. So this took place on January 6th in Richardson, Texas. Arnett's attorneys. Now this is, okay, strap in, get your seatbelt on, because this is the part where I could not stop laughing. Horrible as I am, this is what it is. Arnett's attorneys denied the claims and stated that during the time of the traffic stop by law enforcement, he was unable to prove that the medication was prescribed.
The meth was the medication?
Yes.
Can you?
I
don't think there's a fucking doctor in the world, not even the doctors that operate in a van, would prescribe meth.
Meth was the quote unquote.
I get this weird kink in my neck.
Have some meth.
What you need is meth.
It's one of those. I'm suffering from exhaustion.
Right.
Have some meth.
Have some meth. Here we go.
Have some meth. Then his lawyer said that if he was able to prove that it was a prescription at that time, none of these charges would have transpired.
If he was able to prove that his meth
was a prescription,
then he'd be all, he'd just go ahead and go.
He'd be fine.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have searched his car and found a gun. And they wouldn't have been like,
I heard a rumor, bro? Yeah, I heard a rumor that the gun was prescribed by a medical doctor as well.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
every once in a while, just while you're smoking the prescribed meth, just rub the gun on your temple and just be all freaked out and geeked, you know, just be fucking really just geeked out. And that will help you with your anxiety.
It will calm you down so much.
Maybe even help you get back into football.
Yeah, because he's only 28.
Yeah. Doctor, my teeth keep coming out. Don't worry about it. We're prescribing you meth.
You're on meth.
It's fine.
It's going to help you.
Fine. I keep digging at my face. But it's meth. It's prescribed to you. You're fine.
You're
good. Have you been rubbing the prescribed firearm against the temple of your head while you're making decisions on whether you want Gatorade or Powerade?
Here's the thing that would have been interesting is I would have liked to seen a cop's version of this, like the television show, and him being geeked out on meth and just start running because he's a cornerback. So think of how fast he already is.
Right.
And then you mix that in with meth. Dude's like Flash. He's out.
He's so fast. He goes back in time. Oh my God.
Now,
what the fuck?
This is not his first go around with the law.
You don't say. Holy shit. I thought this might have been his first offense.
You know.
A firearm and meth always seems like the first offense. What the fuck?
I mean, go big or go home.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
Back in August of 2023, he was fined and sentenced to community service in order to turn over his gun after he pled guilty to misdemeanor charges of assault and drawing a deadly weapon during an incident in Las Vegas in 2022. The judge in Nevada gave him 50 hours of community service, a $2,500 fine, and he was to not possess a gun or interact with people who had guns.
Don't talk to anybody with a gun. Okay.
Don't do it. But he's like,
unless it's prescribed to you.
He lives in Texas.
Right.
Everyone has a gun in Texas.
His fucking neighbors have.
So here's where my brain goes. He gets this charge, can't talk to anybody, right?
Right.
Has depression. He's super introverted now, and he's exhausted.
I'm with you on this one. Yep.
And then the doctors prescribe meth for him to get out and breathe life and feel it. And then he's on the meth and he's making poor life choices. And he's like, you know what? I'm just holding the gun for a friend. And it's just full circle.
My neighbor went out of town. He gave me his gun to hold and watch. I got to feed it every hour.
Yeah, I take it for a walk around the block.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Yeah, I think his attorney is on the right path. I think he's doing it.
Prescribed meth.
It's for his depression of not being able to hang out with people with guns.
What's so funny is that why don't we hook up what's his face? Adam Ruzhishkin.
They would have a great party.
With him. And they won't be partying by themselves. They'll be partying together.
They'd have a meth and coke party and
they'd be Yosemite Samming it up.
I wonder if Arnett did meth the wrong way, like Ruzhishk did, where he drank the coke.
And
maybe Arnett like keisters the meth. You know, I don't know.
Oh.
It's like, how do you do this meth? I don't know. I just I prison walleted it. Yeah.
Shove it right up there.
I stick it right in my pipe. Wow. You know what? Just when you think that people can't get any funnier, they just do it. They just do it. Prescribed meth. That's amazing.
Prescribed meth.
Now I don't know what I want to call the show anymore. I was going to call it a t-shirt full of boogers. Now I want to call it prescribed meth, but I don't think I don't think we can actually call it prescribed meth.
I don't know if we can.
I think we might get booted for that one. So I don't know. Well, find out next week.
So if we're here next week, you will let know.
So, all right. A quick show today.
It was quick.
It was quick, but that's okay. We'll pull the Band-Aid off this week real fast. Not a lot going on. Didn't hear anything back from the Rondo case. He went to court February 27th. I looked around.
There was nothing.
Much.
Yeah.
And he was driving over 100 miles an hour with a gun in the car. So we already knew that.
Yeah, that was nothing there. I'm sure we'll have some sort of information in the coming week.
I mean, whatever. It's
pay a fine and move along.
Move on until the next time you get arrested.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine.
We'll be soon.
It's fine. Everything's fine. Little dog on fire. All right. So that's going to do it here for In a Pickle. Thank you so much for listening. Go over to iapradio.com and check out all of our social media accounts and go on Spotify, Apple iTunes, or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. This podcast, rate and review, boost us up the charts. We're looking for your rating and your love. Say anything in the rating. Say that Sarah's t-shirt should just get thrown away after she blows boogers in it, because why would you clean that thing in the washing machine and all the other clothes?
All other clothes are dirty too, so it's water and soap.
Yeah, but now your husband's got booger residue on his
shirt. Does the same thing. That's why we love each other so much.
Oh, okay. Now it's all coming.
And then I wipe my nose on him and he wipes his on. It's love, baby.
Remind me never to come over for dinner.
It's fine. I wouldn't invite you anyways.
No, I know you wouldn't. I barely have your address. You gave me your actual address once, and I may have lost it. So go over to the deluxeeditionnetwork.com and check out all of the podcasts on the Den Network. The Den Network is the host of great podcasts like Generation Mixtape.
Yes!
Brand new podcast. I forget what episode we're into now.
So we have Mamas and the Papas dropping today.
Yeah, I'm actually excited for that episode, even though I pieced it together. I'm going to listen to that one again. Hear the Easter eggs that I hide inside your show all the time. So. Yeah. Yeah. You say it, I'm putting it. So, Generation Mixtape,
If you have an idea for a podcast, go to
Mayday Media.
Mayday Media. Let's see. Bacon.
Kevin Bacon?
KevinBacon.com. Mayday Media on Instagram or whatever. You know what? The music's running out, so I gotta go. All right. So, Sarah, are you got anything?
Move along. Else? I've got nothing. Just move the fuck
right,
along.
Follow Sarah at Daddy O Sports Cards and Generate the Mixtape. Follow us, IEPRadio.com. For Sarah Ray Talek, I'm Dave Houghton, and we will see you next time, hopefully, if I can get out of my dementia phase. Goodbye.
Bye.
I actually really think I'm suffering from...
No, it's ADHD.
I think it's dementia.
No, I read about it. It's ADHD. With losing your mind and losing memory, it's ADHD.
Okay. So I'm...
It's a trait. So you're fucked. Oh, I'm fucked. We're and the two of us together doing this... Ooh, squirrel, what's that?
Yeah, I've done lost my fucking mind.
This has been a Mayday Media production.